Today on Capital People, I'm here with Liv McKee, a local poetess of the Capital Region. Liv, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So Liv, how did you first discover poetry?
Honestly, I think it was exploring on YouTube, like alone in the angsty days of my high school youth.
Yeah.
And then I started going to some coffee house open mics down in Poughkeepsie, New York, and eventually explored in the city a little bit at the New Yorican and really found a community of poets in the Hudson Valley, and we would write together. Yeah, it took off.
That's awesome. Okay, and so you mentioned a few places there, like YouTube and the New Yorican Poets Cafe and other poets. So do you have a few, like, key poets or artistic influences that really get your work going?
Yeah, I think initially it was definitely Andrea Gibson, who is an amazing queer poet. They won the first Women of the World Poetry Slam, and I really found release in watching their poems on YouTube and just realizing that someone could expel such emotion and honesty and raw vulnerability in that way at a time when I was really sad and struggling with a lot of things. It was deeply healing for me.
A couple of words I caught there, like release and vulnerability. Would you say that there is an overall tone to your works?
I would say that at least these days, I try to cultivate a really raw honesty in my work. I mean, it's all about healing for me and about finding new ways to express and hoping that other people can read my work and feel seen by it and relate to something and experience their own healing from that. I think the tone of my work, a lot of it is about my experience as a queer femme, my experience of the world in that way.
So you have an upcoming chapbook release. First of all, what is a chapbook? And can you tell us a little bit about it? Like, what's the title and what can we expect from that?
Yeah. So a chapbook, I think of it as kind of halfway between a zine and a published, like, short novel. For me, it's a self-published book. It's all DIY. It's made with my printer at home. And it's going to be called Bulb, which I like because of the various meanings of that word. This collection is, it's about finding my sureness in my body, I would say, and sort of an evolution of that process. A lot of the earlier pieces in the book deal with trauma, be that my own trauma, intergenerational trauma, kind of communicating with elders and women who are no longer alive in my life. And the end of the book, I feel like, is sort of a redemption for all of us and a claiming of body, of space, of sexuality.
That sounds incredible. I'm really excited to check that out. So along with being a writer, you also have a couple of other projects that you, or I guess like love projects, if I should say. I know every Saturday folks could find you at a farmer's stand, right? Can you tell me a little bit about your life as a farmer?
I have worked for a lot of farms in, you know, the past 8 years or so all over the Hudson Valley. Farming is something that was also deeply healing for me, along with poetry, you know, reestablishing my own connection with earth. And I found it very grounding as a youth and also now. So yeah, I work for various farms around here. I'm very passionate about growing food.
Great. Do you have a favorite crop or like a favorite task on the farm per se?
It depends. You know, there's magic in every piece of it, whether you're planting a seed or helping cultivate it or harvesting or bringing it to the market where all the people will be.
Has there ever been a time when you're like on the farm, maybe like working in the soil or in the field, and you just get like an amazing idea for a poem or something, and you're just like, oh my God, where am I going to write this? Like, what am I going to do? Like, what do you do?
I'm sure that's happened. That's kind of life in general as a poet. Someone said once at an event I was at that being a poet is like having homework every night for the rest of your life.
That's intense.
And that felt stressful, but but I think that's accurate. And yeah, I'm sure there's been times in the field or just in general anywhere I am where I don't have a notebook or a phone or something. So you have to just desperately try to keep it in your head.
Awesome. Yeah. The Nitty Gritty Slam team recently came back from a national slam competition in Chicago, and you all did really well. How did you place?
We placed 24th out of about 80-something teams across the nation, which was amazing. It's We went farther in the competition than any Albany Slam team has ever gone before. We did that as a group of queer women who are all Pisces, which is great.
Hey.
are you a Pisces?
Diana? I am a Pisces. Oh, yes, it is a beautiful, wonderful, deep sign. Yes, all hail the Pisces.
But yeah, as a team, we made it to Team Peace Finals, final stage for Team Pieces specifically, which was an amazing experience to have these poems that we worked on collaboratively take us to one of the final stages. It was an incredible experience, to say the least.
That's incredible. That's really, really awesome. Congratulations. Congratulations to your entire team.
Congrats to D. Colin, Amani Olugbala, and Laura Evelyn as well.
Yeah, congrats to all of you. I know that you're having a release party for your chapbook. What can we expect at this show?
I'm going to perform a couple slam pieces. This book is the first time that I've really approached. With this book, I really aimed to not just put my spoken word poetry on the page, but to really think critically about something people would want to read. So I'll probably also read a few of those poems, even though they're really meant to be read. And I also am going to have a dear friend of mine make a special appearance and do some musical accompaniment behind a poem.
That's great. That sounds really exciting. Where's the show going to be?
The release party will be at Troy Kitchen. I'll be featuring at Poetic Vibe for it, which is D. Collins' weekly poetry night here in Troy. So it'll be signups at 7 p.m. on Monday, November 19th, and the show starts around 7:30 with an open mic, so you can come out and share your stuff, and then I'll be doing a feature sometime after that with books for sale, and I also will have one of my poems I turned into what's called a broadside. It's like a big collage of poetry, so I'll have printouts of that for sale as well if you want something, you know, to hang on the wall.
Wonderful. Okay, so in some of your pieces, you're known to start out in a little song, and you are known to play guitar. Can we expect an album from you, a musical album, or more songwriting from you?
That is a definite forever goal of mine, growing in the various art forms that I do. I would love at some point to make a musical poetry album of sorts. That's definitely on my bucket list. What I have done in the past is combined one of my other loves, which is dance and poetry. I did a performance this past spring in Saratoga that was a really cool collaboration of poetry and dance all on stage at once. I had a headset. I was performing poetry while dancing with other dancers.
Incredible.
So yeah, I'm all about combining art forms and have many more ideas to come.
How incredible would it be for you to perform a dance to a song that you'd written?
That would be really cool.
That's like so meta. Would that be meta? I'm still learning how to use that word. What would you say is like your, well, this is hard to ask, so I'm not going to ask it this way. As a poet, there come times where you'll like write something, and I know that it's happened to me, where you'll like write something and like step away from it, and you're like, whoa, did I really just do that? Did I really come up with that term or those play on words? I'm sure that you've had moments like that, because like sitting down and listening to you, I'm always like mind blown. Can you share with us like a line or a piece that really has profoundly like affected you or kind of put you in this headspace of like, wow, like I am really cultivating and like crafting these words into a message that I really resonate with. And I'm really excited about the work that I'm putting out there into this community and into this world.
I love that question. I think that some of my experiences with that have been when I tried to approach different like specific forms of poetry. So like using a haiku or something, which is like a short biting poem with five, then seven, then five syllables. Mm. And I think trying to fit your ideas into this prescribed form already can be really exciting. So I'll share one of those.
Yes, please.
This is haiku for, and why would women's jeans need genuine pockets anyway? It's not like I carry lipstick or a scrawled number from the bar or this pepper spray.
Wow. Yeah. I love it. I absolutely love it. Where can your new fans find you? Because obviously you've got like thousands now. So where can they all flock to follow your work and buy your chapbook and everything like that?
Thank you. Definitely my Instagram is where I'm most active. My handle is at LivSpoken, L-I-V spoken, one word. My Facebook is also LivSpoken. I'm working on my website, so stay tuned. And you can also always email me at livespokenpoet@gmail.com for any booking inquiries.
Great. Well, thank you so much again for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Cleanna.
Yes. So there you have it, Liv McKee, Pisces, dancer, farmer, poet, and capital person. Have a great day.